fuck are you wearing, you mug?
Who?
Oh. Yeah, you meet your devil's outfit on.
Just thought I'd rub it in after. I don't even care the fact Doncaster lost at the weekend. Don't even care. I told you about Charlton. Didn't listen.
Yeah. You don't care that your bet lost?
No, I care the fact Charlton and H bet lost. Because I called it. I called
the heartless bet on. Heartless arsehole.
This is for charity, you know.
Mushrooms, yeah, well, don't back against Charlton then. I mean, yeah, we still would have won, but
charity's out the window. How are we all doing?
Ian Acho, he had a go, didn't he?
Fucking hell, what are we, 2.5 minutes in? Bang, Ian Acho, let's have it.
Quality. Let me put it in English terms. So Christian, I think, commented on people having a good time in Soho.
Yes.
And then I said, basically, they should just allow everyone just to roam free now because it's all everyone's had the jab that needs it that could get ill. And then Christian sends his tribe of mates to start attacking me online.
I genuinely have not seen your comment. I'm gonna look right now. Yeah, let me have a look.
Brazilian variant.
99% of people. Oh, all right. There we go. These, I don't know these people.
Yeah,
sure you don't.
It's one person.
All mutual friends.
Yeah, but then you've got another string of people that have got involved. Have you seen them? I think it's my fault, right? I'm on the Wigmore group, right? And there was a helicopter overhead at 5 a.m. the other morning, and I went, "What's going on with this chopper?" At this time of the morning, and some guy went on there and went, "You'd be lucky to waken up to a chopper." And I. Mate, this is the Wigmore group. This is the corner.
Are you one of these little local social gurus?
I'll be on the Wigmore group.
You sound like her.
Well, find out all sorts of stuff: contamination of dogs, stealing of dogs. We've got a whole shed of furniture from the Wigmore group, mate. Pallets, cement, and children. Had 3 children.
On the Wigmore group, do you get these cable ties on lampposts pointing at houses that have got dogs?
Yeah. Also, how will you know when Wigmore Park closes unless you go up there or you put something on Wigmore group?
This sounds very incestual.
This is
why
bizarre.
Do I want to know about Wigmore group?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have found out that people were
like a cult.
People were laying out meat with nails in it and poison so they kill your dogs. Now I know. Don't let him eat that anymore.
Why would you let your dog eat nailed meat anyway?
Well, we might like it. I don't know. Look, there's nothing wrong with having a bit of additional information available to you.
Have a look what's on the Wigmore group first. Okay. Might be some good fixtures up at King's Frith.
I think you might find Kingsfish is registered under the Breadhurst group, James.
Don't get it bad on that one.
Which, of course, I'm part of.
Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Hank.
And this is the Football Musketeers.
So, Man City was PSG then.
Yep.
And Liverpool will play Chelsea.
No, Madrid will play Chelsea.
Yeah, Madrid are up on aggregate, aren't they?
3-1 up. Madrid-Chelsea. So it could be a Madrid-Man City final then.
No, I told you what it's going to be.
Oh, sorry.
Are you going to put both the outcomes in your next couple of accumulators?
Yeah. Because that would be a surefire way for them not to happen.
Yeah, it's when I don't bet on him.
What's it going to be?
I've told you already. Chelsea City final. I said it about a month ago.
All right. I don't listen.
You reckon Chelsea will beat Real Madrid?
Yeah.
I was reading the news about Munich, yeah.
Is it Flick,
Flick's going to leave Munich in the summer. He's going. He's taking the Germany job.
German job, yeah.
In the summer, does that mean he'll be at the Euros then?
No, Lowe was staying for the Euros, wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
After the Euros.
Yeah.
Who's going to go Bayern then? Nagelsmann?
Has Mourinho been there yet?
No.
It's a good shout.
Is it Munich's turn to have Mourinho? Does everyone have period?
Pass him round.
Your turn to have him.
That's a bloody good topic, to be fair.
No,
get him out of the Prem.
We've got to do something, haven't we?
It's a joke now.
I've done those fundraising pages.
GoFundMe.
Try and get 20 million to get him out.
Well, in fairness, earlier on in the season, we decided that Fat Frank had his go. So when we announced it, he went. So
I think it's Marie Trump. Will Levy pay the money? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Levy is pretty smart, though. Whether there's any sort of loopholes or he's pretty astute as a businessman, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe he needs to get a Just Giving page.
Astute. Good word.
Thank you. Almost didn't use it.
If they did get rid of Mourinho, though, who would you think Spurs would get in? Because I spoke to a few Spurs fans and they said get Poch back, but
I can't see that happening.
And I think if I was Tottenham, I wouldn't mind Potter or Parker.
Who was the first one?
Eddie Howe.
Grand Potter.
Potter.
I'm going to say his name again. That Julian Nagelsmann at Leipzig. I think he'll have a chance to go there.
Yeah. Sure.
Depends how brave he's going to be.
Massive job, though, Tottenham. Leave Massive it. Job.
What's tougher, that or Leipzig?
Yeah. Well, it's just...
For me, I think this summer, what's going to happen to Tottenham... It's such a good time for a manager to come in and have a go. Kane's going to go. They won't get Champions League football. Kane will go. I don't know where. I really hope he stays in the Prem. But I think he'll go. And they've got such a big job. That's a whole strip down. Start again.
Bit Arsenal-like, innit?
Yeah, and it's a journey, innit? It ain't a 5-minute job.
If Kane goes, they will be in pretty much the same as the Arsenal kind of position, won't they? Because it was highlighted the fact that Lamella's got to play every week and some of the dog shit they've got will have to start playing. I mean, that striker they've got, when you take Kane out of the equation, they've got an issue, haven't they? Kane and Son, it's all
yeah. Really. It's downhill from there.
Who would you say has got the bigger rebuild, though? Arsenal or Tottenham?
Arsenal have been rebuilding for the last 7 years.
Yeah, and they've not done anything.
Yeah.
Their squad is so old now.
They're in the mud.
They've got Saka, Smith Rowe,
Martinelli.
Yeah, Martinelli. Now back from injury.
I think you take Tottenham.
Holding.
Kane drops out of Tottenham. I think they go behind Arsenal.
Can we just have a little shout out to West Ham? Unreal. David Moyes, icon.
Not shouting them out, no, thank you.
Right, hang on a minute, slow down. You get all excited with this, don't you? You don't talk to anyone from Wednesday to Wednesday. Can we have a shout out for West Ham? David Moyes is an icon.
Yeah.
We can have a shout
out. Fucking hell, mate.
He should never have got sacked from United. And now look at the job he's doing at someone like West Ham. Don't bring in a striker in January and they're still in the Champions League spot.
Yeah, did he not have Lingard at United?
He was before Van Gaal, wasn't he? And he didn't play until Van Gaal.
Oh, Lingard?
Yeah. Might want to check that out, but yeah. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Let's be clear, they're overachieving.
Can I go again?
He's done well. He's done
well. Sorry? Do I want to go again?
Yeah, come on, hit me up with something else.
Hit me up with something else.
I'm not...
No, he's on the back.
I'm not understating what you're saying because they are massively overachieving and he has done an incredible job with West Ham.
Yep.
The bit that I piped up about, and this is what you do all the time, if someone's played for Charlton, they're a legend, melt. And you just call David Moyes an icon.
He is. Yeah, how long has he managed in the Premier League for? What, since 2002?
Yeah.
Maybe less than that.
I think icon is a very strange word to use, though.
I mean, icon.
Why is it? I'm not saying he's at the level of anyone like Wenger or Fergie or anyone like that. He's nowhere near them.
Right, they're icons. Gail Platt in Coronation Street is an icon. Yeah?
No, she's not real, Jim.
Right.
She's human.
This is my point about how much of a joke this is.
What do you mean Gail Platt ain't real? Of course she's real.
Moving on. Go on, what's your point then, Jim? Go on.
The word icon. You just said in the breath, you said people like Wenger, Ferguson, all that.
Yeah, they're not icons, they're heroes. They're godlike.
This podcast is turning to start some sort of English literature.
Did you know?
Yeah, did you know?
I think we can all agree with the sentiment that GP is trying to express.
Is HB in the mediator?
Yeah, what are you doing? Summarising already?
Well, I'll move on, because just talk of West Ham makes me want to throw up. So, we agree. He's done a good job. Well done, Moyes. Next season, they'll probably get relegated. But anyway.
I've got a question. But Christian, you're going to need to bring the Premier League back up.
Yep.
Are West Ham going to make top four?
Yes.
It's the wrong table.
Top four in the Championship. Yeah, probably next season.
This is going really well. Do you think they're going to get top four, Dan? I'm not mocking now, by the way.
No, I genuinely think they will.
Chelsea?
I personally, and sorry to say this, H, but I don't think Leicester are going to make top four.
Oh.
Stabbed someone straight through the heart, didn't you?
Sorry, man. I think it is going to be Chelsea. So it's going to be City, Liverpool. City, United, Chelsea, West Ham.
I didn't even debate Leicester dropping out.
I'd need to look at the fixtures to comment. Yeah,
I mean, I haven't looked at any fixtures in that while.
Tight though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably going to be the most. Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be the only thing that is interesting in the Prem.
You got two out of that pool of four, haven't you? Leicester, West Ham, Chelsea, Liverpool.
I was about to say it's two out of four, really. Tottenham are out of it.
And on the flip side to the question, can anyone catch United?
Not to knock them out of the four.
No. I mean, can anyone take second?
Nah.
Points of, I can't see on this.
Seven.
Seven clear Leicester.
No.
Eight clear West Ham. Yeah, it's not going to happen. United are in good form, to be fair to them.
In five games in a row. How many are left? Five?
Seven.
No one's going to win seven games, are they? And Man United will pick up enough points, I think, to.
And you probably say Liverpool need to win seven to have a chance, don't you?
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
On 52.
Why don't you have a little scroll down the bottom and just say, oh, Palace seems to be in the top half.
Oh, yeah, they're safe.
Done really well with that.
Fulham.
I still think they're going to drop in Newcastle. I'm still feeling it.
They're 6 points off now with a game in hand.
Easy. Good win, didn't they, on the weekend against Burnley?
Yeah, I mean, that did screw me up a bit, but yeah.
And guess what Bruce done at the 60th minute?
Yeah, I saw your message.
Good call. That's right. He wants to send a text message to Southgate, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah. This is how you make a substitution.
Impact. All right.
Impact subs. Gave him the time. Like, come on. Bang, bang.
I'm just going to chuck it out there, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but does anyone think West Brom and Big Sam, does anyone think they can do it?
How many points they behind?
They're 8 points behind Newcastle, same games. I think they're right.
Fulham, I would say.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I think they've got a better chance of Fulham, but Fulham's got no chance, so it's not really not really giving you too much context there. Yeah.
You've got better chance than no chance.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in Dumber and Dumber, isn't it? We mentioned it in the week.
I think they're going to run out of games, basically.
Yeah.
Then there's a chance.
Shame for Scott Parker.
Yeah.
I think he'll stay there, though. I don't think they'll get rid.
I hope so.
Yeah, why not? I think he's done a reasonable job based on resources and what they've done. Can we have? Can we get the championship up? Because I just want to give a big chat to Barnsley.
Yeah, I'm real. Them hiring that Valerian Ismail done in the fucking world of favours.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Well, they sixth.
Yep.
Wow.
They stayed up, didn't they, in the last game of the season. We got sent down and they went up in the last minute. Now look at them. That could be us. Could have been us.
Were they not bottom at one point this season?
No, I doubt it. No, we've come down there.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Norwich are up. Norwich is done, right?
Norwich are up, but I think it should be done and dusted, shouldn't it?
Yep.
Agreed.
I'd love it if Barnsley managed to. I'd love Barnsley to beat Bournemouth or Brentford at Wembley.
I think Bournemouth.
Bournemouth have been pathetic and Brentford have just fallen away recently.
Bournemouth have won their last five.
Yeah.
I think Bournemouth are just too strong. I think they'll be the playoff winner.
You think?
Look at Brentford's form, though, last five. 1-1, drawn 4.
Yeah.
Struggling for goals.
Is anyone going to make a surge to get in there?
No, I think
if anyone, it'd be Reading.
That's it. Yeah, I don't think they're in good enough form.
Yeah, the gap between Reading and Cardiff's huge. Look at that, 7 points.
Still got 5 games, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've basically got one of them top 6, like the Brentford, Bournemouth, or Barnsley. You've got to lose 2 of them at least.
Yeah, can you just have a little scroll down and see where Luton? Because I was surprised Luton would as well as they were. I thought
they started the season well, didn't they?
I thought they were the boys at one point, but they got -7 goals.
Right to the bottom. There we go.
-11, yeah.
So Luton got spanked for a couple of months, and then they've started winning 1-0, have they?
See, Derby aren't actually safe yet, are they? I didn't realise how many games in hand Rotherham have got.
Rotherham had a good win last night as well over QPR.
Derby were shit as well.
I think Rotherham be safe. I think Coventry are going to go down. Birmingham, though, Lee Bowyer, he loves it.
I don't think Rooney had the impact at Derby, did he, that they was expecting?
They've had little fits and starts, haven't they?
Yeah.
Should we get up? So Wickham down, Sheffield Wednesday to between Rotherham, Coventry and Derby, basically.
Sheffield Wednesday, they had points deducted, didn't they? How many was that?
Was it 9? No, it wasn't 19, was it? I think it was originally 12 and then they got them taken off. So I think they've got 12 points back or something like that.
I thought they had points deducted at the start of the season. I was just wondering where that would have put them.
Yeah, they did. It was 12 points, but they got it put back on.
Oh, okay.
So they did start -12. And
that can't be.
Halfway through the season, they've got the 12 points put back on, I think.
Well, you can't, no. They've won 11 games at 33 points.
Okay.
And they've drawn 8.
41.
So they've had 5 points deducted.
Cool. Nice.
League One, then. We should make sure that we do justice to all of the footballing world, shouldn't we? Well, most of it.
Oh, Charlton above Jules, 2 games in hand as well.
Yeah, we're making the playoffs.
No, you're not. Yeah. Goal from the 22nd of May, so you're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I won't be able to play if we're in that second leg, and it's on that day. So I looked at the time. So it's 3 o'clock kickoff.
Whose place are you taking?
I think we're going to take
Portsmouth. Portsmouth are the ones that have been struggling, but then they picked up, haven't they? Lincoln?
Potentially Blackpool. they drew to Accrington last night, 0-0. I think Lincoln are going to pick back up. They won 4-1 last night.
Yeah.
Or 4-0.
See, I don't know why, but I do think Blackpool are going to go up playoffs. Don't know why. Just got an inkling.
You got a soft spot for the big one.
Got a soft spot for her?
And it's not a woman. It's the Pepsi big one. Ride.
Oh. Pepsi Max. Oh. What a ride.
I went to the Chillingham Preston playoff game, Preston, and
I was there.
Must have been about 10.
I was.
Well, I was about 15, and my dad had loaded my uncle with about 20 quid in Blackpool's, like being a millionaire. So he bought a TVR, and then he got me really drunk at the King Summit Hotel. And then they put me on that Pepsi thing the next day. Jesus.
Oh, my God. I bet that was horrific.
Yeah, it wasn't. Put it this way, it wasn't good at all.
It's not exactly a tame ride.
Rochdale gone at time. Spotland's rubbish. Ground looks like a shit. Ta-da. Swindon, scum. See you later. Bristol Rovers nicked all our players. So, yeah, that's 7-3 gone then.
Yeah.
I want Rovers to stay up just because of Jack Barton. Only reason.
He'd be gone by the end of the season anyway.
What?
Yeah. What
you think he'll get poached by someone else, or do you think he'll leave?
Poached? Who's going to poach him?
Charlton.
No, I reckon he'll leave. I reckon he'll either leave if they go down, or I just think he's going to leave, to be honest. I don't think he'll be there next year.
Not if they get relegated, he won't.
Well, he's called out half the team anyway, hasn't he? He said Max Aimer wasn't a captain.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he come out first thing and said, don't know why Aimer was captain.
So, shout out. I don't know how he's done it, but Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank doesn't actually, probably can't read.
Tom Legend, though.
But somehow has managed to get Burton out of the bottom.
What do you mean he can't read?
Have you seen him on Sky, Jim?
Yeah.
They pan round to him and he's sitting there going and then Roy Keane and Sooner go, no. They don't even give any rationale. They just go, no, Jimmy, someone take it away.
No, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you next week, Jimmy.
Oh, God, you get more random every week.
Yeah. But he's done... So, Barnsley, Burton, Barnsley done fantastic jobs, and Moyes. So, we got Moyes.
Legend.
Who's the guy at Barnsley?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. We need to do that for them three. So, let's move on then. League Two. Let's
finish. We can do our icon of each league, can't we?
Yeah. That could be a good little social media post for me.
Yeah, Moyes is an icon of the Prem. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing out of me, mate.
Bolton.
Ian Everett, hero.
Have Morecambe still got Alisson?
He's gone somewhere else, hasn't he? He scored against them, didn't he?
He's gone to Newport, isn't he? He scored against him when he celebrated in Derek Adams' face.
I hate him, but I fucking rated that.
Hey, Kevin Ellison.
Yeah. What a celebration.
Horrible. I thought we won, I mean.
Yeah, he was a prick.
I think Bradford done really well when they was right in the thick of it, and then they hired two of their youth team coaches or something, and then they went on an unbelievable run.
Good for them.
It's either them or Bolton, isn't it, for me?
Bolton went on a crazy run, didn't they?
Yeah, is it like, I think I saw today, 80 days ago, they were 20th or something. Now they're third, 4 points, clear of fourth.
How arrogant is the same league as Bradford and Bolton? Man.
Barrow?
Barrow, I mean...
What is going on with this place?
That was Ian Everett, wasn't it? The Bolton manager. He got him promoted and then left for Bolton.
Unbelievable.
I'll do the same.
Looks like he's staying in the league as well.
Good effort.
Decent.
Very good effort. Well, it's good. It's good to get a bit of focus on the lower league to see what's going.
It certainly is. Yeah, I think the issue we've got H this summer is, like I said earlier on the group, I think we're going to be Jules are going to get picked apart. I don't think we're going to have a squad by the time summer finishes.
Well, you actually backed me on that front, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, fair dues. All right, so
very loan heavy, aren't you, Gillingham?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I was saying to Christian today, like, he has to rebuild the squad every season. You can't expect him to start the season like in good form because the players don't even know each other.
Yeah.
So we've seen the theme over the last two seasons where we've started really slowly and he's figured out what players he wants to use, and then over time they get better. But we're gonna carry on doing that in our situation. So people are saying, have we improved from last season? We're never really going to improve because you're not going to have a stable core or to start with, are you?
What's Charlton like for the loan market, Dan?
Yeah, we've maxed out our loans. I think we've got five in. And you can only have five in a matchday squad. So we did have six, but in Jan we made one. So obviously make sure that if we did want all five or all six loan signings, we can actually have them all. So yeah, we've got all five and we've got loads of players out of contracts at the end of the season. So we're sort of in Jill's category, but I think a lot of players wait to see if we get promoted, see if they want to sign.
Right.
Thing is, we have no retention capability whatsoever. Zero.
Yeah. Like Jordan, no offence, Jordan Graham ain't going to want to stay, is he? He could go to, say, Sunderland, don't go up. He could go to someone like Sunderland or go to the Championship.
That's what happens. Good League One teams nick our players. And then the odd one goes to a Championship team, like our keeper. Second keeper went to QPR this season. And then, you know, like...
Is that Walsh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just been called up for England under 19s or something.
That's the thing, though. Go on, Dan.
I was just going to say to H and Christian, do you think Jack Tucker will leave?
Yes. I think Ogilvie will leave. I think Dempsey will go. He's out of contract. I think Graham will go. I can see potentially Oliver being poached by another team.
We'll keep Samuel probably, won't we?
O'Keefe. Samuel, because of his injuries. Hopefully O'Keefe.
Yeah.
But I can see, yeah, five of our best players, I think, will go.
Yeah.
Then that's where where you have all, like you mentioned about these forums, like the Jules forums, the levels of expectation and where people are saying that we're, you know, playing crap or
deluded.
We should be doing better and all this. With that model, you've got to shut up and suck it up. If you're getting mid-table every season, you're staying in League One, you've got to be over the moon with that.
Spent no money on fees for
agents.
Agents, zero. Only team in the Football League and the National League, I think, that spent nothing on agent fees. Got two League Two strikers that have never scored more than, I don't know, 15 goals at League One level in a season. And then you've got a load of freebies and loanies. So you've got a couple of kids that have come through. So the expectation should be that if we're successful at all in League One, then that's absolutely overachieving.
But where you are now is successful, in my view.
Yeah, man.
Size of the club we are. I think fans don't realise that Jules are a shop window. Players come there normally because they've either had a bad injury or fallen out of an academy and want to prove themselves that they actually are better than the level they're playing at.
Or grew up in Kent and want to come back to Kent. They're the only thing.
Right.
We don't generally. I mean, this is the first time that we've really got any half decent players on loan from top clubs.
A few of them didn't work out.
They're mental. Like we've had three football managers in 20 years. I would say Tony Pulis, him. So Justin Edinburgh wasn't a manager. Brother wasn't a manager.
the rest of them. I mean, that guy we had, who's the old bloke? Peter Taylor. He was the most negative person I've ever seen in my life. Unbelievable. Did he manage England at one point?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Under 21s, wasn't he?
Yeah. If Eddie Booth were, can do it. Anyway, yeah. I think
England team at one point.
Back. Yeah, I was sure he managed England at one point.
Bloody hell.
Did he really?
What about Martin Allen? You had him, didn't you?
I really liked Martin Allen, to be fair. I think it's good.
Was a fantastic manager to get you out of League Two.
Yeah.
Mick McCarthy and
Warnock.
Neil Warnock.
Yeah.
They're basically designed to get you out of the Championship.
Yeah.
Martin Allen is your League Two equivalent.
This is going to sound a really strange comparison, but he always, to me, felt like a
Sam Allardyce of the lower league.
No. Like the way that Mourinho makes his clubs very insular in the fact that it's us against them.
Yeah, yeah.
Martin Allen done that with the Jewel squad. He was very much, we are against all these people that don't think we're good enough. I think that's what he done. Don't have to worry.
You've got Pearson. It's a similar mentality where, yeah, we are gonna prove everyone wrong, and we're gonna. It's like going into battle every week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, don't worry. I wasn't gonna make any silly comparisons. That's enough waffle about football. Should we do the ACCA? Dan, I have got something I need to show you. Is everyone ready?
Stats.
Here we go.
Look, my bet this week is coming in. I guarantee it.
Well, whatever. You said that every week, so that's a lot of shit.
What was that?
That was last week, Dan. You,
I didn't hear that at all. I saw it come up, but I couldn't hear it. Should we say?
Do you have it again?
Do you want it again?
Look, my bet this week is coming in. I guarantee it.
Well, whatever. You said that every week, so that's a lot of shit.
Yeah, well, I heard it there.
Yeah.
That's why I remember saying that as well. That's why I'm coming in this week. My tab's from Alex. So I haven't got anything for you, boys.
We know. Just,
yeah.
We've given you enough abuse over the weekend, I think. But anyway. No,
is there any way we can tally up?
Yeah, I'll give you my bet and I'll move swiftly on.
This sounds like a broken man.
Yeah, you do. Fucking hell, mate. Chin up. We're all in it together.
I need to get my confidence up. I need to get my confidence up with these bets. I need to win one and you all to lose one so I can feel on top of the world again.
Right. We can all just... How about we all win one?
Yeah, that'd actually be better, actually. Yeah, you ain't wrong.
Let's start again. We're United. We're gonna do this. We're going to win this week. Let's just not include Dan's in the...
I'll do the opposite.
I literally cannot wait for everyone to win and I'll lose again. I'm buzzing.
Right. Who have you gone for then, Dan?
Oh, I actually can't remember. I ain't gonna lie.
So much.
I think it's Swansea. I'm not 100% sure.
Swansea to beat Wickham.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're fucking bottom of the league and Swansea are in the playoffs. I can't do any more.
Mate. H?
Good luck, boys.
I'm going to go for Watford to beat Luton.
The Watford fan.
Yeah.
Jim?
Brentford to beat Millwall.
Beat Millwall. Worked out last week. And I have gone for Charlton to beat Ipswich.
Why have you bet on us?
Ooh. Right, anyway.
Not that I don't think we're going to win. I just hate people betting on Charlton.
Right, putting that in now. Potential return of £90.72.
I don't even know why you call out what it's worth.
Yeah.
Just for the people that even bother to get this far on the podcast.
I pray that no one has ever backed up bets.
Yeah.
I hope no one has backed
up. Well, someone did, and he said if he wins, he was going to put money. I was like, your money's safe.
Yeah, you are.
You keep it sharp.
Yeah.
You've just lost that, don't worry. Right. Moving on to take three. Is he ready?
No, I thought we'd changed the format, lads.
Oh, look, he's fucked it, isn't he?
I didn't get a message. I thought we'd flip now.
Nah, he's fucking sorted his side out, isn't he? Look, here we go. No, right, yeah. Wrestling.
He ain't done nothing.
Well, I did. So we're all good.
Hey.
Get your notepads.
You actually didn't do it again.
Do you actually want me to do it next week? So I've just thought.
What did you do for the last 2 weeks?
Three. But who's counting? Don't worry about it.
I promise.
I fucking love it as well. It makes me laugh.
I promise to doing it next week.
So, yeah, it's fine. I have prepared another game. It's a different game. You're going to need a pen. You're going to need a paper.
I love this game section. It's worse every week.
Right. Is everyone ready? I've got...
Yeah, let's have it.
I've got three questions. Yeah. Each of the questions has multiple answers, and you get a point for every correct answer that you get. Total of 15 points on offer.
All right, let's have it. So 15 questions, yeah?
No, three questions, 15 points. Yeah, it makes sense. I'll tell you the first question.
All
right. So, question one, who were the last six players to wear Man City's number 9 shirt? Question two, who were the last five Englishmen to win the Man United's Player of the Year award?
Five Englishmen?
Yeah, so who were the last five Englishmen to win the Man U's Player of the Year award? I'll give you the third question, and then you can have some time at the end.
Yeah, some it.
So question three, who were the last four English managers to win the Football League Cup, otherwise known as the EFL Cup?
Four, why four?
Because that's what I'm looking for. Four, the last four.
Oh, the last four.
There's different amounts on each question. So six for the City, five for the United, and four for the managers.
Oh, it was six, five. Right, okay.
I don't even know who fucking wins it every year.
No.
It's piss part, isn't it?
It's actually, yeah, it's actually an awful cup, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
What?
There we go. 30 seconds. Time is up.
I only got two in that manager one. I just fucking filled out the City thing in that 30 seconds.
Right, here we go. I'll run you through the answers. So, the last six City players to wear the number 9. Number 1 was Emile Mpenza.
Nope, didn't get him.
Number 2 was Valeri Bozhanov. Number 3 was Emmanuel Adebayo.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, didn't know that one.
Number 4 was Alvaro Negredo.
Yes, I got that one.
Number 5 was Nolito.
Oh.
And number 6 was Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah,
what did Dzeko? What number did Dzeko wear then?
33, I think.
I thought it was 10. How many did you get, Dan?
I got 2. That Valeri Bozhanov, I meant, that's what I meant. I put Bianchi down.
Melito is the one that I was thinking I couldn't guess.
Yeah, I'll put Rubinho down for that.
How many did you get, H?
2-2-2.
Cool. Right, so the next one. The last five Englishmen to win the Man U's Player of the Year were Luke Shaw.
Fuck off. How's he winning that?
2019. Michael Carrick.
Yeah, I've got that.
2013. Wayne Rooney.
Yep.
Didn't have that.
He won it twice.
2010 and 2006, he won it. Teddy Sheringham, 2001.
Didn't know that.
And Mr. Golden Balls, David Beckham, in 97.
So real fan.
True.
Shall I tell you what I had on here? It was embarrassing. I had Brian Robson on here.
Brian Robson.
I had Skulls.
Yeah, I had Skulls as well. I had Carrick, Maguire, Skulls, Beckham and Rooney.
I also had Andy Cole. Real fan.
Not a bad shout.
That'd be all good shouts, though.
I got two.
Dan?
Three.
Ooh. Cool. Last one. The last four English managers to win the Football League Cup.
English?
The first. Yeah.
He did say it. Oh, where's he gone with me? He's fucking done like Wenger and that.
Number one is, he's half Dutch. Steve McLaren.
Oh. I don't know that.
No.
That was Middlesbrough 2004. Brian Little.
Yeah, move
Roy,
on.
Roy Evans.
Ah, I thought you were going to say Hodgson then.
Redknapp. Say Redknapp.
Yeah, please say Redknapp. I've got him as well.
Ron Atkinson.
That's a tough question.
Brian Little. Villa. Shut up.
None.
You're having a laugh, Ron Atkinson. That's fucking a lot before I was born.
94.
Can I just clarify? I got none. I got no answers. Not. I got no points and loads of guesses. I got no guesses. I got nothing.
Just chuck English people out.
My page is blank.
Guardiola.
Wouldn't have got none of them.
That's tough.
Dan H, did you get any of the last round?
I got none there.
H, I'm guessing Guardiola is your one of your guesses.
He's done it.
I'm guessing it's a no.
Guardiola, Klopp, Mourinho.
Right, Dan, you are the winner with a Maracca score of 5 out of 15.
Thank you.
Jim and H both on 4.
But there well you done, go. Dan. There's your confidence booster.
Yeah, I need all right, up the fucking bet. Let's have it. Come on.
Oh,
he's all got Swansea. Oh, dear. Well, there you go. Well done.
Good game. That's the end. That's
good
the end
game, mate.
Yeah, good game,
Hank. The end of another podcast. Enjoyed that.
A similar type one next week, like a bit more of a quizzy thing.
Hey, just give it a rest, mate.
Yeah. Say this every week, mate.
Yeah, because there's fuck all chance of me doing it, but I just wanted to see what your expectations were.
Well, you tell me. Tell me what you want to do next week. And then...
I look to what gets done.
Christian, I want you to do it next week.
I'll pull some stats. Who wore a size 9 left shock? Shock.
Size 8 was a left.
On the basis that we're 2 months from the Euros, I'll do something Euros related.
In time for the Euros is what he's saying.
Christian, you heard that, yeah?
So we want a Euros related quiz next week, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll make a note of it.
I bet you will.
It's on the spreadsheet.
God, get me out. All right. Well done, boys.
Excellent.